quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. Tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. or the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Coquitlam First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded territories of the Halkomelem-speaking peoples and the Hunkaminam-speaking peoples, and at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. I'm Leslie, and we started off today with a banger of a track that was Ice Cream by Ice Cream. You probably have heard that song before. Even if you haven't heard the whole thing, you might have heard just a little bit of it before, because that song has been going viral for the past couple of months for that Nubi-chan, hi, Nanigaski part. And I had to start off today's episode with that track, because it's girl groups, girl groups, girl groups galore here on Music Monday on Typically Tuesdays on this day. We're going to be listening to lots of girl groups spanning like legit dimensions, spanning from country to country, language to language. It's gonna be a lot. We're gonna be listening to the Supremes later on. And here is an OG girl group from me. I literally grew up listening to them. This is iconic Canto Pop duo Twins with Le Yan Mei. From girl to lady, in love make me crazy. I'm now in lady, now how to make you crazy.
以前得意好像一舊雲今日開始我要認認真真我會大方繼續溫暖不是以前那麼天真不是甘榮以傷心要分啲輩份無論得感心我只是想試下做女人扮下女神 how to make you crazy.
With River. Before that, you heard Superstar by the iconic Taiwanese Mandopop trio She. Ella was my favorite member. She's the E member. And she was like one of the very first people who I saw on like mainstream East Asian media who was kind of like butch and celebrated, sort of. And let me tell you, that may or may not have something to do with how I turned out in the end, but she's not even queer. You know, she is married now with a husband and they're raising a family together, which is really lovely. And I really support that, you know, my fellow gay ethnics, you know what I mean, right? Sometimes we just know straight women in our lives who happen to be really butch. And we still love them for it. And of course, even though I was really enamored by her masculinity, I didn't even really turn out to be that masculine myself. But furthermore, that what you also heard was River by AKB48. I really debated between that one and Heavy Rotation, because Heavy Rotation is iconic and I love that song. I scream every single time I hear it. But River, oh, I love Takahashi Minami. People don't understand. As a teenager, I thought she was so powerful, even though she was like 5 foot nothing. Girl, she's given us everything back in the late 2000s, early 2010s as leader of AKB48. Here's more girl groups on this girl groups galore Music Monday episode of Typically Tuesdays. It's Van Jess with Come Over.
I hit you on your line. With white and gray feathers, a piercing stare, and noisy screams, the American herring gull is what most folks might call a seagull. But you're likely to see these gulls far from shore, too. The American herring gull is one of four nearly identical species found in temperate regions of the Northern Hemisphere, including the European herring gull, Vega gull, and Mongolian gull. In fact, ornithologists once lumped them all together under the single species name herring gull until 2024, when scientists found key differences in their genetics, appearance, and vocalizations. Just as raucous and hefty as its cousins, you can find American herring gulls from Alaska to Puerto Rico, squabbling over table scraps at an inland landfill, or scarfing down French fries by the beach. It takes juvenile herring gulls 4 years to grow into their iconic adult plumage. You can tell the youngsters apart from their elders by their speckled gray-brown body feathers. But even young birds can compete with the adults in size and volume. American herring gulls are about 2 feet long from beak to tail, with a nearly 6-foot wingspan that's perfect for soaring across land and sea. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. This episode is sponsored by Laura Potash of Roslyn, Washington. Take it.